Ibrahim Ali Khan has expressed concern over the intense media spotlight on his younger half-brothers, Timur and Jahangir, Jay, noting how today's celebrity children are growing up with constant exposure and little privacy. In a recent interview with Filmfare, Ibrahim compared his own upbringing to that of Saif Ali Khan and Kareena Kapoor's sons, describing his childhood as normal and free from screens or media attention. "So, I see Jahangir and Timur, and a part of me does feel bad for them." Timur, who's just turning 8 years old, is trying to leave the house and he's getting clicked by the media. And Jay, who's just 4 or 5 years old, he's also getting clicked. And when they're at home, they're playing on their iPhones and iPads at the age of 8 and 4. "These things weren't there when we were growing up." The Nadanian actor added, "I think I belong to the last generation who had a normal childhood. We got saved because in my childhood, we didn't have smartphones, smart TV, OTT, iPhones or iPads. The paparazzi doesn't even let these kids breathe. It was only after I turned 18 that I faced the paparazzi. I am so grateful that I got to have a normal childhood." A normal childhood, in my opinion, is not having these screens, not knowing what the world is thinking, what the world has to say. He emphasized that children should feel safe and insulated during their early years, not exposed to the vastness of public life so soon. "Children are meant to feel like the world is small," he said. "But because of this culture, they already know how big it is." Ibrahim concluded by expressing gratitude that he remained out of the spotlight until he was 18, unlike many children from celebrity families today. Ibrahim, who made his acting debut in the Netflix rom-com Nadanian alongside Khushi Kapoor last month, shared his thoughts in a candid conversation. The actor expressed admiration for Johar, calling him a mentor and guide in the film industry. "I love him and I respect him so much. He gave me a platform when no one else did," he said. Reflecting on his launch, he admitted wanting a grand, massy theatrical debut, the kind people whistle for in cinemas. But he acknowledged that times have changed. Maybe theaters aren't what they used to be. In 2025, the director and the script are the kings.